This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
How's it made?
Oh, hello. Sir Sidney McSprocket here. I've been in action capturing facts all about manufacturing. It's for this rather splendid stipendiary compendium I'm compiling. You just ask it how something is made, and it'll oblige with a fulsome explanation. I bet you've kicked a football or two. Maybe you've scored a goal. When you're watching a big match on the telly, have you ever wondered how they put those balls together? Well, let's find out. Now, the footballs used in the Premier League may look fairly simple. After all, they're just a ball. But a lot of hard work goes into making sure each one does its job perfectly with no foul-ups.
Step one.
The material used to make a football is made of several layers. The top layer is a foam coated in polyurethane. This is a smooth material which stops the ball getting scuffed.
Step two.
This layer is then glued to a fabric which provides the strength. Rollers are used to press these layers together so they won't come apart.
Step three.
You may have noticed that a football is made up of lots of many-sided shapes. 20 hexagons and 12 pentagons will be punched out of the material and grouped together to be sent to the stitchers.
Step four.
These shapes are then stitched by hand. It takes 3 hours to complete one ball. Then it's ready to have its valve added. That's the little hole where you pump it up.
Step five.
Once pumped up, the ball is thoroughly checked. They must be within 5 millimeters of 64 centimeters in diameter and weigh between 425 and 445 grams. And undergo tests to make sure they can withstand heat, pressure, water, oh, and of course, a lot of kicking.
Step six.
Only the balls which meet the tough standards will reach the pitch. Meaning that if you don't shoot that goal, well, you can't blame the ball. New technology is being developed to use fewer pieces and use glue instead of stitching. But it's a manufacturing process that is taken very seriously. Almost as seriously as the game itself. Now, I must get on, but come back soon and find out more about manufacturing with my splendid stipendiary compendium.
How's it made? With support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition. Find out more at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.